Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Y'all, what's up? It's season four. Season four. That means season four.
Season four is going to be lit. Tell me why, Jess. Give me four reasons why.
Four reasons why the season's going to be lit. One, you and me. Two, special celebrity guests, ooh, even better than we've ever had.
Ooh.
Three, awesome live shows and friendships. Four, members from the Black community, women community, and the LGBT community all on our friggin' podcast.
Wow. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling moist. You're about to
agree. That's like so intense. I was going to be like, yes, but I'm not quite moist right now, you guys. So I couldn't necessarily agree. Anyway, you're going to hear a whole bunch of us with hard-hitting conversations like this.
Like I was watching Wimbledon, and it's like, when I was growing up, I feel like the men didn't grunt. It was very, like a silent, like waspy game. No emotion. And like now every guy's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm like, ooh. It's so hot. I'm like, yes.
I think my tennis grunt would be like, facts about me or something.
That would be your grunt?
Like, I'd be like, my favorite ice cream is vanilla. I'm a Leo. I love Vans.
Or how about a this?
This older white lady comes up to me and she's like, is that car big enough to fit your hair?
You know, the thing is, it's on the edge.
It's not bad. It's
but
like,
it's fine.
Yeah, it didn't fully land as offensive.
Your hair is big.
Yeah, yeah.
And cars can be small.
When I get...
I'm a white person whisperer.
No, you're right.
That was cool.
When I get into a Camry, you're like Sarah Huckabee Sandersing, right? Like her words.
Plus, we got some amazing guests this season, like Queen Latifah, or as I love to call her, La. What category of porn would you do? Have you thought about it?
You know, I think I'd go for the one with... What do you think, Dad? I should go for... Go big, right?
I'm going to go for the orgy.
Wait, your dad is here?
With everybody.
I'm so sorry.
The German one with like 27.
I'm just
wait,
a gangbang.
Right,
just a gangbang. We have Mike Birbiglia.
Oh, my God, Birbigs.
Well, that's the sign of vulnerability. Like, no matter what. Did I, like, trim my pubes when I went out tonight?
Right.
I know how you feel. I mean, when I go out, whether I trim my pubes is always a determination of how much confidence I have going into the evening. So, yeah, we all get it. I mean, we all get it.
The dearest Abby Jacobson.
Did you guys ever have, like, a Juicy Couture?
You know, I didn't. But there was a point where I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't pull this. Like, my camp friends had it. Camp friends is another word for Jewish.
Plus, comedy from greats like Julio Torres.
So, to me, in my head, that transitions into a diary entry from Melania Trump's diary. Donald and the others get so mad when they watch the news sometimes. Oh, they get so angry. I just hope they don't take it out on me and turn me back into a cat. I must say, being a first lady isn't easy, but being a cat, oh, I don't miss it.
We have Monroe Martin.
You know what's funny? Like, I had dreams of a kid, but I dreamed of, like, dumb shit. Like, I love horror movies, and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna be possessed. But I noticed only white kids get possessed. Only white, what's wrong, devil? You don't like black bodies? So like the devil like, I'm not trying to get shot. I'm trying to take over the world.
And Joe Firestone.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. You guys ever get a haircut thinking it'll change your look, but then you remember you still have your fucking face?
Look, we know you don't want to miss that hot content, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Or else. All right, we like fucking... If we don't get a Peabody this year, I'm literally burning down.
They're like so not available.